In East Africa, the global effects of the war in Ukraine is being even more keenly felt. Basic food like maize is up 80% in Somalia. In South Sudan, petrol prices have gone up 300% in the last 6 weeks. And now the prospect of a continuing drought locally will affect Somalia, eastern Kenya, Ethiopia, and Eritrea. With hunger and poverty affecting millions, people in East Africa are starting to move. However, with most countries in the region affected, where will they move to? The Wire's Roderick Chambers has the story.
East Africa has been riven with wars and drought in the last couple of years. Now they have the pandemic and food inflation to deal with, thanks to the world disruption arising from Russia's war in Ukraine. Anthea Spinks is the acting CEO of Oxfam Australia and Director of Programs, and she says that they are finding an unfolding crisis in countries such as Ethiopia, Kenya, South Sudan and Somalia due to huge increases in food prices.
There's a worsening and very severe food and hunger crisis in the Horn of Africa, but also actually in many other parts of the world that we're starting to see. One of the problems that we're seeing in the Horn in particular is just the rising food prices. So some households, for example, are spending up to 60% of their income on basic staple food. So that's not even sort of, you know, additional food needs. That's really, really basic staple food.
So we're talking like flour and rice and...
Rice, flour, you know, basic pulses, so basic beans. So a really, really basic food package, essentially. And one of the reasons is because obviously it's a region that is currently experiencing drought. So in some communities, we're fearing that a fifth rainy season will fail, which means it has had year on year of crop failure. It's a region that, when we do see these crop failures, relies heavily on imported foods like grains, like rice. And we know that, obviously, with the Ukraine crisis that we're currently seeing, that is actually impacting and breaking a lot of those food pipelines that are so desperately needed into places like the Horn of Africa. So a lot of the imported food is just not available, as we see that the conflict in Ukraine decimate those food crops, which essentially means that combined with production losses of small-scale subsistence farmers themselves, we're just not seeing the food imports coming as they need to. And even when we see that we can provide assistance, we're just not seeing the level of global assistance into that crisis that is so desperately needed.
Koang Chang runs a radio station in Juba, the capital of South Sudan, and they have been monitoring the cost of food in the biggest market of the city. Maize is a staple food for people in South Sudan, so when these prices go up, everyone is hurting.
The food stuff here are imported, and especially from Uganda. What makes it difficult now is that, for example, 1 kg, yesterday we sent our journalists to market, the biggest market in town, and it's the cheapest also. They said 1 kilo of maize flour is used to be sold at 800 South Sudanese pound. That is about $2. And now yesterday, 1 kilo of maize flour used to be sold at 400. At 800 South Sudanese pound. That is $2. But yesterday, when we sent a journalist to the market, they say now they are selling at nearly double. So this means, and the exchange rate also has, the dollar has increased to, the exchange rate has gone to 600 because everybody want dollar.
In South Sudan, much of their food production areas have been hit by major floods coming from Uganda. And Koang Chang says that they are having the opposite problems of their neighbours.
The field has been destroyed. They could not harvest anything. The water destroyed everything, and even people have been displaced. Actually, we are talking about 4 million, half of the population, living as IDPs in the countries.
Anthea Spinks also said the aid agencies were struggling with supply chain issues, sickness due to the pandemic and other diseases in Africa, and more people were needing help in a widening group of countries.
So Oxfam is on the ground in a number of countries in the Horn of Africa, so places like Kenya, Ethiopia, Somalia, South Sudan. And what we're really seeing is that communities, families, individuals and households are just stretched to breaking point, often, you know, having one, if that, meal a day. So while we can actually provide assistance, and we are providing assistance where possible, so, and also obviously there's populations on the move, as you always have in these crises, so also making sure that as people are moving in search of other better conditions for their families or their animals, that we're also providing assistance.
And there's also been wars in some of those areas too. South Sudan, Somalia. There's a lot of instability in Ethiopia, in parts of Ethiopia as well. And is that making that situation in those areas even worse?
It most definitely is. And so one of the things that we sort of see, we talk about, are the three C's. So COVID, climate, and conflict. And when those three things combine, as they currently are in places like the Horn of Africa, we see these really spiraling situations. And what we're talking about here are people on the brink of famine.
Acting Chief Executive Officer and Director of Programs at Oxfam Australia, Anthea Spinks-Day. Ending that story by The Wire's Roderick Chambers.